He's worked across a wide range of federal missions, intelligence, homeland security, veterans affairs, foreign affairs. As managing director of the Government Accountability Office, James Christian Blockwood supports the mission of making sure every other mission is carried out correctly and efficiently. Blockwood is among the latest group of fellows named by the National Academy of Public Administration.
As the managing director at GAO, I'm responsible for strategic planning and producing the plan for Congress and on behalf of the American people. I also lead our intergovernmental and international liaison function, and then I help the U.S. Comptroller General with capacity building in the U.S. and around the world with our audit and accountability partners. So you can see me as a central point of contact to liaison with our state, local, and federal partners, inspector generals or auditors, as well as national audit offices around the world, and helping them to promote values of good governance, accountability, and transparency, and build their internal capacities to improve governance and governments around the world.
It's probably safe to say that as an agency, as a functioning part of the government, the GAO in the United States enjoys a pretty high reputation for integrity and quality of work.
Yes. As you're aware, you know, GAO is an independent, nonpartisan agency that works for Congress, and we are affectionately known sometimes as the Congressional Watchdog. And the agency investigates how the federal government spends taxpayer dollars, and for every dollar invested, GAO has over a $100 return. And I think that's a great way and a great model that can show how government resources can be used effectively and efficiently.
And strategic planning implies that you know exactly what might happen in the future, or you try to prepare for a future that you believe will happen. But in the case of Congress, you never know what they're going to ask for. So what is strategic planning? What do you try to accomplish in it in a situation like GAO, where you do need to be instantly responsive to whatever might be the hot issue or issues of the day for the people that kind of control your destiny?
Right. You're absolutely right. I mean, GAO serves the Congress and the nation. And we really see our role as supporting Congress and meeting its constitutional responsibilities and to help improve the performance and accountability of the federal government for the benefit of the American people. And one thing that you'll see in our strategic plan is we outline trends that are shaping the United States and its place in the world. Those trends range across national security, fiscal sustainability and debt challenges, global interdependence, science and technology, communication networks and information, and shifts in governance, as well as demographic and societal changes. So when we look across those trends, we look at emerging issues that may affect those areas in the future, and we look at the work that we can do and what information we can provide those on the Hill that help them make better decisions and improve their processes and the policy and legislation they may make.
I guess a big part of this is making sure that you have the expertise in-house for what it is that is happening out there across government and in the world at large.
Right. And I've had, in my career, I've worked in the executive branch, and now I work in the legislative branch. And my time at GAO really has been great. And I can tell you from some of the colleagues that I've met that I work with, GAO has top-notch employees. We have scientists. We have statisticians. We have auditors in the purest sense, and just experts across a range of fields. So I believe we have the right talent to address some of the critical issues that the nation's going to face going forward.
We're speaking with James Christian Blockwood, the managing director at the GAO. Now that you are a NAPA fellow, you might get a chance to work on some of the issues that are important to you that you've seen in all of the jobs. And so I guess, what's the thread that runs through all of the posts you've had in the federal government? If you could improve one or two or three things that seem to plague every agency, what would those be?
When I look at NAPA's mission, and I think the goals and the mission are aligned with what GAO does. And at GAO, the Comptroller General and previous Comptroller Generals were fellows, and several senior executives across the agency are fellows. So I'm excited to work with colleagues in both of those capacities within NAPA and obviously at my organization at GAO. And when I look at both organizations and how they're looking to improve government and governance, I think there are going to be a lot of critical issues in terms of some of the trends that I had mentioned earlier, you know, national security and fiscal sustainability, and in particular technology and shifts in demographics and societal changes. And what I wouldn't want to do is highlight the one, two, or three things that I think are most important. And rather, I'd like to point people's attention to GAO's high-risk list, which talks about programs that I believe there's a priority that we should look at as federal agencies from that perspective. And then the second thing is, I would say, look at GAO's plan, the strategic plan, and its broad trends. I mean, we look across almost every aspect, and we follow every federal dollar. And I think if you look at that, we've laid out a few priorities. But I wouldn't want to just name one or two that I think are critical to the nation. In fact, I would want to just highlight the broad perspective and the range of work that GAO is doing.
James Christian Blockwood is Managing Director of the Government Accountability Office and a new NAPA Fellow. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.